This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizu arrived in New Delhi this evening on a five-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will call on the visiting dignitary today. President Muizu will be accorded a ceremonial reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow morning. He'll also hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldives President will meet President Draupadi Murmu tomorrow evening. During his visit, Mr. Muizu will also visit Agra, Bengaluru and Mumbai. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for counting of votes on Tuesday for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, a voter turnout of around 67% has been recorded in the assembly polls. Single-phase polling for all 90 constituencies in the state was held yesterday. After peaceful conclusion of the voting process, now electronic voting machines have been kept under a three-layer security in strong rooms at different districts. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting took place in three phases on the 18th and the 25th of September and the 1st of this month. The overall voter turnout across all three phases was recorded at 63.88%. To ensure a hassle-free experience on the counting day, essential infrastructure and safety measures have been put in place. The assembly election was significant for the Union Territory as it was a first since the abrogation of Article 370. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the third quarterly economic conference in New Delhi, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and is seen as a country with a great sense of responsibility to global polity. He emphasized that in today's day and age, the countries who can make a difference should try and do it. On problems being faced by the world now, Dr. Jayashankar said it is apparent that levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region. The Indian Air Force, IAF, conducted a mega air show on the Marina Beach in Chennai today. The scintillating air show is being held as part of the 92nd anniversary of the IAF, observed on the 8th of October. Fighter jets including Tejas, Mirage, Sukhoi 30 and Jaguar aircraft participated in the thrilling air show. The Suryakiran aerobatic team and Sarang helicopter display team showcased the operational capabilities during the show. Later, talking to Akashvani News, one of the spectators described watching the air show as a wonderful experience. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde today visited the site of the fire accident in Mumbai's Chembur area and declared a compensation of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the victims. The CM said that the government should also provide free treatment to the two persons injured in the incident. 7 members of a family, including 3 minors, were killed in a fire incident today when a shop at the ground floor of a 2-storied building caught fire due to faulty electrical wiring. World Cerebral Palsy Day is being observed today to raise awareness about the condition and promote inclusivity. The day aims to challenge stereotypes and work towards creating an inclusive society where individuals with cerebral palsy are respected for their identities and talents. In the World's T20 Cricket World Cup of Women match in Dubai, Pakistan gave a target of 106 runs to India at the end of first innings. Earlier, Pakistan decided to bat first after winning the toss. In cricket, India's men's team will take on Bangladesh in the first T20 international of the 3-match series at the Madhav Rao Sindhia New Cricket Stadium in Gwalior this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.